Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On the steps of the Capitol today, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass, called it a glorious day because it's the day the House will pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which calls for a federal ban on police chokeholds and makes it easier to sue and prosecute individual officers.
Sadly, people around the world are marching for human rights in America. The United Nations has held discussions about human rights in America. We are supposed to be the beacon of hope for human rights in other countries, and the Justice in Policing Act is a bill for human rights in our country.
But it is unclear what can get through Congress after a Republican plan in the Senate stalled yesterday. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has been watching all of this unfold. And Claudia, start with places where Democrats and Republicans in both houses agree. What are the things they agree on?
They did overlap in several areas. One of those areas was looking at a federal database that would track police misconduct cases, and that would try and limit these concerns of police officers moving from one police department to another when they're having issues of misconduct in their background. And that was one area. It also made lynching a federal crime. That is one issue that's been debated quite a bit in the House but has not passed in the Senate. And then overall, both sides wanted to get to a situation where we didn't see cases of chokehold and other dangerous restraints, but the Senate bill got to it through training and a focus on de-escalation tactics, and the House bill had an outright ban, at least when it came to federal police. And they also had a ban for no-knock warrants in drug-related cases. And the Senate bill didn't quite go that far. And the Democrats also had an additional provision, which was to lower the legal standards to go after officers when it came to cases of misconduct.
So Republicans didn't like the outright ban on chokeholds or no-knock warrants. Is there anything else in the House bill that just a non-starter for Republicans?
Yes, they talked a lot about what is termed qualified immunity. This is a legal shield, basically, that is used to protect officers from certain repercussions, legal repercussions in cases of misconduct. And that was one area that most Republicans drew the line. They said they didn't want to go that far in terms of reforming that, but Democrats were ready to go there.
Yeah. So what happens next? Is the Senate even going to take up the House plan?
Right now, it doesn't look good. This House bill does look poised for passage today in the House chamber. But when it comes to the Senate, it looks like they don't have quite an appetite to take up this House bill. They were trying to push their own provision. Democrats block that move. And so it looks like for now, things are going to be stalled when it comes to this issue.
But, you know, there are two new tapes out. One, a young black man in Colorado dying after a chokehold. Another, a Latino man dying after officers put him on his stomach and chest in a prone position against that department's policy. You know, as these tapes come out, if there's a huge outcry from the public, might there be a shift? And I guess the second question, is it possible that Congress might do nothing?
It is possible. When we're talking about a divided Congress, that is very possible, unfortunately. Democrats are betting that they're going to do well in the elections in November, and they think they'll be able to move this legislation. There is a chance to respond to this huge outcry after the elections. But if we're in the same position as we are in now, which is this divided Congress, the odds just don't look great.
Yeah. Well, some Republicans are urging President Trump to change his strategy going forward. South Dakota Senator John Thune says Trump has a problem. Those are his words. Winning over the middle of the electorate, including women, independents, and college-educated voters. Republicans need those voters to keep the Senate. So are you hearing these mutterings?
I am. I am hearing some of that kind of view from Senate Republicans. It's been a little surprising. We're just seeing a little more daylight, if you will, between Senate Republicans and the president. And, for example, Thune, when he mentions this problem about winning over the middle of the electorate, we're hearing that theme a little bit in terms of other Senate Republicans raising concerns about some of the comments that the president has said, saying they don't agree with it, that he went too far. And so that kind of goes to this point of the middle of the electorate and concerns that it could be hurting those voters.
A half a minute here. House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler said yesterday he may very well pursue impeachment of Attorney General William Barr, who's testifying next month before Nadler's committee. Is that possible, really?
It looks like right now that Barr could voluntarily come in to testify. I think impeachment, the window is really tight right now, and it just seems like Democrats don't have a big appetite to take that on just before an election.
Yeah. Claudia Grisales, NPR congressional correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you.